Felix's leather boots crunched into knee-deep snow. The sound of them carried unnervingly. The sun rose late in this strange northern land, and despite the lateness of the morning, the forest remained dark, stars peering down from a clear sky. His scalp itched under their unwelcome scrutiny. He fancied that he could hear their cold, hard, whispering voices on the north wind. A panicked squawk split the air. Felix shot his head around as a flock of waxwings took noisily to flight. He let out a long breath as he unclawed his fingers from the hilt of his sword. Some way back, Gotrek waded through the drifts with his usual aggressive fervor. Lacking Felix's longer legs, the dwarf struggled in stubborn silence. Felix pinched the bridge of his nose as Gotrek caught up with him. He hadn't acted in any way that Felix could call abnormal. But still, the poet's stomach clenched every time the dwarf came near, with the strangest sensation of otherness that made his heart skip a beat. Gotrek panted heavily. He planted his axe haft into the frozen earth, crossing his powerful arms over the butt of the blade as he fought for breath.
Trees and snow.
He stared at the spindly snow-capped forms with a disapproving eye. Felix knew what was coming.
Nothing but trees and snow. There's only one thing I despise more than trees and snow, and that's...
Elves! Yes, I understand you hate elves. Shalia's mercy, you say nothing for hours on end, and when you do speak, I have to suffer this interminable nonsense.
Neither of them spoke for a long moment. Felix trembled, his disquiet finally having bettered him. Gotrek merely glowered.
I don't care much for your tone, manling. If it weren't for the oaths of friendship we swore, your corpse might now be decorating those damnable trees.
Oh, yes! The oath!
Felix was close to tears. Since the day he had made the oath, Gotrek had dragged him to every foul place in the old world and beyond. He had promised to follow the Slayer and record his mighty doom, but it had been the naive promise of a drunken young fool. A strange anger stoked his blood, filling his veins with bitterness and resentment, bringing all of the hurt and pain bubbling back to the surface.
Curse you! And curse your oath! I have a father who is old and frail, and a family that needs me. What of that, eh?
Have a care, manling. There's naught in this world lower.
He paused for a moment before spitting out the words as though they were poison.
Than an oathbreaker.
Felix tried to calm himself but couldn't. It was as if he were no longer in control of his own tongue. Rage filled him, a burning hatred that was only partly his own. He was doomed. Doomed to follow this mad dwarf until they were both dead. Suddenly it all became clear. It was so obvious that he couldn't believe it had never occurred to him before. Gotrek had to die. His sword slithered from its scabbard almost with a will of its own. Gotrek studied the blade with interest. His face split into a grin as his own ham-like fist slid ominously down the haft of his axe.
And what do you plan to do with that, manling?
Felix gave no answer. But something did. Amused laughter, whispering between his ears.
Now you will rest, Felix. Rest and live anew.
Whatever strange madness had driven him slipped away. He felt cold and empty. What had he done? Something rustled amidst the trees. Some animal, he assumed, startled by his little outburst. Gotrek heard the noise too, and something about it made his expression change, softening it into a crooked grin. He winked. Felix's mouth dropped open. No! The Slayer laughed and shoved a brawny fist into Felix's chest. He swayed back, arms windmilling in an unsuccessful attempt to stay upright as he plunged backwards into deep snow. Spluttering on a mouthful of ice, Felix saw Gotrek turn away to face the forest.
Come out, you filthy lurker. We know you're there.
Felix rose, shivering uncontrollably as a shape detached from one of the nearest trees. It was a tall, barrel-chested man, almost invisible against the snow in white fur breeches and overcoat. The flaps of a mink ushanka hid his face, so that only a short blonde beard and pinched red cheeks peeked out below a pair of icy blue eyes. He carried a short yew bow, unstrung in his hands like a staff.
An excellent distraction, Manling, I'll admit. You had me going there until I heard his breathing for myself.
The fur-clad man held up his hands as Gotrek strode over to him.
I mean no harm, I swear. My name is Thomas. I was just gathering berries when I heard raised voices.
He looked downwards, clearly embarrassed.
I hid.
Gotrek prodded the man's bow with his axe.
Berries particularly vicious up here, are they?
This is not your empire. In Kislev, everyone must be prepared to fight, be they man, woman, or child.
Felix grunted in something that might have been amusement had his fraught nerves allowed it. He knew a thing or two about the ferocity of Kislevite women, even before his former lover had been lost to darkness.
Begone, woodling! Run back to your berries!
Wait, please. We're a little lost. Maybe you can help us.
Say nothing, Manling. You thought to venture into that castle against my advice. I don't trust this fellow, and I'll certainly not be sharing my gold with him.
The woodsman backed away with a look of horror.
You come from Castle Billinkov?
Felix shrugged.
Perhaps. What of it?
Then goodbye!
Tamash hurried away, almost slipping in the snow in his haste.
Bah! Good riddance to him!
Felix wasn't listening. His attention had been wholly claimed by Gotrek's axe, which seemed to be glowing brighter and brighter in the dwarf's hands. At last, the Slayer noticed too, staring as though his timeless heirloom had been switched for some cheap replica. Vicious, demonic syllables seemed to drip from its edge in an unholy chant. It was Victor's voice, or that of the demon that had inhabited his form. The dwarf's axe glowed red hot now, and as Felix watched, a red mist bled from the ancient star metal, streaming off after the running woodsman. A wispy umbilical hung in its wake, fastened to the blade like a tether.
What has it done to my axe?
Gotrek charged after its departing shape, swinging his weapon madly through the ethereal cloud. Tamash turned to look over his shoulder, just as the demon cloud struck, his face twisted in horror as the red mist descended. Battling through the snow in pursuit, Felix saw the man disappear into the cloud, evident only in an arm or leg that thrashed within the enshrouding mist. He yelled out, hoping that the maddened Slayer would hear.
Don't attack it! You'll only hurt the woodsman.
Bellowing a war cry, the dwarf swung back his axe to strike, the mere proximity of the Slayer seeming to affect the demon cloud like a sacred icon of Sigmar might repel the undead. It lifted from the ground, relinquishing the gasping woodsman as Gotrek barreled into its roiling mass, laying about with his axe like a madman. The red fog enshrouded the Slayer completely, and Felix could only vaguely hear muffled shouts from within. The shape shuddered, a wave of what Felix imagined as pain rippling across its nebulous face. It shrank back, seeming to draw in on itself, until Felix noticed it was being pulled back into Gotrek's axe. The Slayer roared as the fog withdrew into his beloved weapon, slamming the axe again and again into the bole of a nearby tree, as though it might shake the demon loose. Gradually, he calmed down and sank into the snow beside the splintered trunk. He stared glumly at his axe.
It would appear you're right, Manling. This Gristat does not die so readily.
Felix extended his hand to the cowering woodsman. Tamash stared at it for a moment as though it might grow teeth and bite him, Eventually, he took it and allowed Felix to help him to his feet.
The ever-living should be trapped in its castle. There are wards, there are guards.
What exactly is the ever-living?
Tamash gave him an odd look.
A demon? But not any demon. It is said that during the Great War, Voivode Bilinkov refused to abandon his home and retreat to Eringrad. He denounced his rulers and appealed to the gods for strength to fight alone.
And then what?
What do you think? He got it. But somehow the demon remained after Bilinkov passed, claiming the souls of his family one by one. That was when the Knights of the Silent Shield were founded. It was they who warded the castle and who stand sentry to this day.
Tell us about these knights.
The Silent Shields are sworn to destroy the demon. Deafness is the one defense against the ever-living, and initiates take needles to their ears to thwart its curse.
Felix winced, but Gotrek only snorted.
It seems your ever-living has outlived its jailers. They should have killed it while they were still able.
It can't be killed, don't you see? And it out now, thanks to you.
Well, it's not staying in my axe.
But Gotrek, if it's bound to your axe, maybe we can just take it back and bury it.
Gotrek glared at him.
I'd sooner bury you, manling.
Well, we still have time to think of something. It's trapped in the axe, so long as its magic protects us.
The three of them stared at it. As if the imprisoned demon had selected that precise moment to act, one of the glowing runes blinked out with a metallic chime, the potent ward fading like a dead star. Gotrek snorted with black humor.
Not as much time as you might wish for, manling.
How many of those wards do you have?
Enough!
Then what do we do?
Gotrek ran his thumb down the blade of his axe. He grinned as though someone had just offered him a Tsarina's ransom in gold.
We find it a new host. Something I can kill.
Felix buried his face in his hands. He should have known.
Not for me. You set this horror loose. I have a wife and two girls at home.
You can't leave, Tamash. If you venture too far, the demon will try to claim you again. I'm afraid you're stuck with us.
Rolling his eyes, Gotrek turned to walk away.
Fine. He can stay. But he's sharing your half of the gold.
Felix couldn't help a disbelieving smile. He didn't know what was stranger. The dwarf's hunger to face the ever-living one last time, or his conviction, even now, that they might still locate the barrow of Okadai Khan.
Which way shall it be, then?
That way!
Felix and Tamash spoke together, their fingers pointing away to some shared hidden point in the trees to the north. Gotrek's eyes narrowed. Tamash paled.
What's over there?
I don't know.
The three of them let their eyes fall back to the axe, silent and grim in Gotrek's fists. The dwarf chuckled coldly.
I don't even care. Let the demon lead us where it will. It wants the same thing as I do.
Felix felt his skin crawl. He wasn't so sure.